Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. Oshonda, I was calling to contact so you and I can contact CVS.
Okay, give me one second, okay?
Okay.
One second. All right, refresh my memory, please. Let me go to, what county are you in?
I'm in Jackson County, and I'm in the state of Missouri.
Okay, who's the patient?
Early Collins.
Oh, yes. This is, we got to check to see if the codes have been added, right?
They should have, yes.
Okay, let's check to see. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was cool.
Okay, good. As long as you were family, right?
Right.
All right. That's what counts. All right. Let me check something out real quick.
Would you be able to see if the code's been added?
Yeah, I'm going to check right now. Yep. Let's check this. Early Collins, correct? 28 53? Yes. Okay. I don't see the codes here yet. Give me one second. Let me look in another sheet. Hold on. So I don't see here the eligibility codes yet, but we're going to call, okay?
I mean, she's been approved, and I'm able to go to dssmo.gov and see the codes.
Right, but remember, that's on your end, under the Missouri Medicaid Department end. We're calling seniors and disabilities. If both systems have not communicated, meaning if it hasn't been uploaded, we have to wait for it to show on their side.
Okay.
And that's the side I'm on, and I don't see no code. So on a state level, because you're on a county level, on a state level it's not reflecting.
Okay.
So if you like, we can call the state and see if finally it made the connection, because maybe I'm limited from my side, you know? Sometimes it happens like that where I don't see it, and we call, and all of a sudden now, boom, it's there. You understand? Sometimes
right.
It takes them to refresh. Sometimes it takes them to turn on their system. I don't know. I could only tell you what I see on my end. Now, she is eligible for the services, but the codes need to be put in. And they're not going to do anything until the codes are put in, because then they can't move forward with the referral. It won't allow. The system will not allow it. So we either have to be patient, or we have to call and just keep following up. And I'm willing to do that with you today. Would you like to do that?
That's fine.
I got you. I'm going to transfer you to seniors and disabilities, okay? Remember, you might not get the same worker. You might get someone that's not going to actually be your mom, but just in case, just have your mom ready and prepped, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to patch you through. I'm going to prompt in the Medicaid ID. You're going to confirm it, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to let them know that you called on Friday. You're trying to confirm if the codes have been added because you're trying to submit a referral. Your mom is in need of home care services, and you're trying to apply for the CDS program, all right? 1 second, please hold. I was just refreshing your memory because it was a lot. We did a lot Friday. 1 second.
Right, I know.
Okay, good. Absolutely. 1 second, please hold. Oh, my God. This phone is doing the same thing again. 1 second. I can't do a... Let me see if I can add this call. Let me call you from my transferring line because it's doing the same thing. The systems were down on Friday. And I don't know, for some reason, there was a really bad storm that messed up all... They sent everybody home except me. You know that? Isn't that unfair?
Yes.
That's me on the other line.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up this line.